Good morning. If you can hear a ticking in the background, I've just put some cheese and leek muffins in the oven for breakfast. So I've set my kitchen timer, which I used to use to time these podcasts. So it's quite comforting, rather nice actually, to have the kitchen timer ticking away. Yes, good morning. It's Monday the 26th of March, and this is the 220th One Thing Today micro podcast. I'm awake early this morning, though it's not as early as it would be if the clocks hadn't changed. We changed the clocks here on Sunday, and it's now officially British summertime. And to kind of reinforce that, we had one of the warmest weekends I can remember for a very long time here, and certainly very warm for March. It was like summer really arrived, and whilst that's slightly disorientating after some rather grey, cool days, it was rather nice. I spent quite a lot of time sitting outside in the garden or in my studio with the doors open, and had rather a nice, restful Sunday. And went to bed actually very early on Sunday night, and even earlier, of course, because the clocks had changed. So I'm slightly disorientated, in fact. But never mind. So I'm actually drinking my morning tea, which I'd normally be drinking in bed, and I've got my coffee on to brew as well. So I'm kind of having everything at once, it seems, and then muffins cooking in the oven. So that's all very good. But I'm hoping to kind of get a slightly more a bit more of a hold on the day, I suppose, and perhaps get things into a slightly more normal shape. So I shall have my coffee and upload the podcast when I've recorded it, and then hopefully the day will feel a little bit more normal. Yes, fingers crossed. This week I'm planning on focusing almost exclusively on working on my new book. I have a phone call with the editor on Thursday, and I'd like just to have a few bits and pieces to show him by Thursday. Kind of a basic outline of the book would be really good to have done by Thursday. And yes, I think I've just broken one of my tenants. I think if you read my important work letter this week, I was writing about 7 points for ways of kind of getting through this writing the book, this slightly scary thing of writing the book. And the last thing I said was that it's always good to talk about what you've done rather than what you're going to do, because that way, you kind of can't overpromise and then kind of fail and disappoint yourself. So I want to try and avoid as much as possible with the book talking about what I'm going to do. Well, that might be a slight challenge with the One Thing Today podcasts. Perhaps it's okay to kind of plan the one thing for the day, but perhaps it's not such a good idea to kind of plan too far ahead. So I shall say that for today, my one thing for today is to get the book out and have a look and make some decisions about what I'm going to do this week. That feels manageable, that feels okay, and that doesn't feel like too much like over-promising. Let me just turn my coffee off, which is bubbling. I hope wherever you are, that you too can find one small thing to do today to move your creative life on a little. That if you are working on a project like I am, that you take it slowly, one step at a time, and perhaps you too can practice not kind of over planning and over promising, especially if you're working to someone else's agenda, but rather set what you can do and then talk about what you have done. I think that's a really, really good idea, and certainly kind of removes the pressure a lot from feeling that things have to fit into a certain shape. Right, I'm going to finish my tea and then pour my coffee out, and in a few minutes I shall have a plate of cheese and leek muffins as well. So I'm going to have one of those for my breakfast this morning. Have a lovely day. I shall be back tomorrow with a little more. As always, this podcast is going on the website, so everyone can listen to it. If you'd like to listen to these podcasts every weekday, and you'd like to become a member of Sustainably Creative, you can find out more about that at www.sustainablycreative.com/members. And it would be lovely to have you along if you'd like to join. Take care, thanks for listening, and I shall see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.